Goodbye the Tooth Podcasting, the podcast for people who can almost cook, made by people who think they can cook. My name is Juliana Barthelet, and I can almost cook. Today we're going to be talking about frittatas, rice balls, and maybe I'll talk about sushi a little bit, but don't expect a recipe because that stuff is hard. Alright, get ready. Alright. Okay. So I'm sure most of us have pretty fun memories of when we were little. And grown-up food. We all remember grown-up food. The ice cream that only mommy got to eat. The interesting breakfast foods that only daddy got to eat. The weird magazines that only daddy got to read. Oh, maybe not. But we all remember those grown-up things. One of my strongest memories from my childhood is my dad and something he called frittatas. Now, I don't know what an actual frittata is like, so this is my version of frittatas. It's basically an egg and rice mixture with a lot of spices in it, and then you fry it up in some oil. It's easy, it's a quick breakfast, but it burns off a little quickly. I still love it, and I make variations of it all the time when I'm hungry for a quick meal. And actually, as we speak, there is a dirty rice dish in the kitchen and a dirty pan in the sink and a delicious frittata in my stomach, so you can see how that goes. Well, it's not that he never let me have any, it's that he needed his breakfast, and it's not like he had time to make every single child one. But from time to time, I'd get half, and it was really tasty. And then when I got older, I started to make my own, like I said. So, that aside, shoved to the corner. I'm gonna tell you what you need to make a frittata. Now, you can make it heavy on the rice, or you can make it heavy on the eggs. Either way you want to go is fine. I usually take about 2 eggs, and I'd say 1.5 cups of rice, and I strew that all together. I add some oregano, some pepper, and chili flakes, because it's so spicy, and I love spicy. But you can pretty much do any amount of egg to rice you want, and any kind of spices you like. If you like paprika, that's good. If you like mustard or ginger, I don't know, I've never done a dessert one, so maybe cinnamon would be good. I should give that a try. So like I said, frittatas are super easy. Just mix it together, your rice and your eggs, however much. And just to clarify, that's pre-cooked rice. Pre-cooked rice. You're not getting anywhere with raw rice. No how, no way. So then you're going to want some veggie oil, olive oil, or whatever kind of oil that you like. If you don't like it too greasy, then you can just use a little spray of pan to keep it from sticking. You can use butter, but I'm not a big fan of butter and rice, so it's up to you. I do like butter and egg, though. And if it spatters too much, you can just put a lid on there. My dad usually lets it steam. Sometimes you can scramble it up, or sometimes you can just flip it over like a pancake. Now you want to make sure that it's done all the way through because there's nothing grosser than a mouthful of raw egg and rice. And so that's frittata. That's easy, right? Anybody can do it. If you didn't catch my babbling, you can catch the recipe on my blog. That's recipescramble.blogspot.com. Oh, fun fact, everybody, before I move on to rice balls, I bought a domain. Okay? That's really exciting. It's www.buythetooth.com, but don't go there yet, because I haven't built a website yet, because I was baking cookies all weekend. Alright, but that's fine. That's okay, no, that's fine. But I just want to let you guys know, so as soon as I've built this website and got everything set up, you can just go there, and you can find all the recipes there, and you can find all the podcast there, and it'll be so easy to get everything. I'm so excited. Technically, a certain person called Steven promised me a website in exchange for a Crunchy Bar, but that debt will go unnoticed for the time being due to the fact that he knows my secret. Anyway, just excited about that news, thought I'd share. Moving right along, let's talk about onigiri, or Japanese rice balls. This is the super easy recipe of the year. The trick is the ingredients. You can't just use any rice. Uncle Ben's rice is gonna fall apart. Jasmine rice is not quite sticky enough. You want to go to your local Asian market or your local Asian food aisle in Albertsons, and you're gonna want to pick out a bag of sushi rice. It's extra sticky, and it just clings like none else. Word of warning, it's also going to stick like none else to your little hands. Okay, once you have your sushi rice, you're gonna want... You know what? If once you get your sushi rice, you can just stop there. Unless you want fillings. If you want fillings, that's gonna get pretty tricky. Because for fillings, the Japanese use things like little sour plums that are pickled. Or fish. I'm sure there are other ingredients, but since I usually make plain rice balls, it doesn't usually come up. What I usually do is I'll put some toasted sesame seeds mixed in with the rice. And also, you can find dried nori seaweed pretty much anywhere you go. It's easier to find at the Asian market. Oh, I love the Asian market, don't you? Smell of fish, dead fish in buckets, weird fruits. It's just an Asian market's fun. You find all these strange products that you'd never find in a regular store. You grow to love it. And they have some really good noodles there for soup, so you should look around there. I'm going to provide a more detailed recipe on the blog, but essentially you're going to cook the rice. If you have a rice cooker, you can cook it in there. If you want to cook it stovetop, that's an option too. It shouldn't be a problem. If it is a problem, you might want to stop listening to the podcast, put the headphones down, back away from your desk, and go get some takeout. So, once you've cooked the rice, you're gonna let it cool, and put some sesame seeds in, and then you're gonna want to wet your hands down with some water. You're gonna take that, and you're gonna make it into this cool triangle shape. Details to follow on my blog, as well as an instruction manual. In the end, you're gonna have some cool little rice balls, and if you want to wrap some seaweed around there, that's cool. If you want to stick a little baby plum in there, that's cool too. I just like to eat them plain. They're really good. They're good to eat warm, they're good to eat cold. Either way you like them. I wouldn't recommend heating them up, though. So, let's see, what else was I going to talk about? Oh, yeah! It is sushi rice, so, theoretically you could use it for sushi. But I've never made sushi, I have never even tasted sushi. Hey! That should be my next adventure. I taste sushi and tell you guys how it was. And if it's horrifying, I will tell you. And if it's wonderful, I will tell you. It's all my opinion, so I guess it doesn't really matter. Those are my few useless thoughts for today. This has been By the Tooth Podcasting. I'm Juliana Bartholet, and thank you for listening. Next time on By the Tooth Podcasting, Juliana tries sushi. She tells you how it is, among other things. Making the cake, shaking the mug, breaking the plate, breaking the cake, making the cake, shaking the mug, breaking the plate, breaking the cake.